Welcome to the spirit world, answering your questions on angels, demons, and how the spiritual and physical worlds interact. And now your hosts, Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the spirit world. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with religious demonologist and co-host Adam Bly, and definitely you today. We are opening up the phone lines because our show team is already in place, ready, willing, and able to answer your calls. We've got a lot to cover today, so we're going to go very fast, but we do need your participation. So, Adam, we always begin with the St. Michael prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Wow. So we've got our award-winning show team in place. Our senior producer, Tim Mott, is at the controls doing a great job. We have Carol and Lori. They are call screening for us today. And we've got Rachel monitoring social media. So everybody on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, Rumble, TikTok, and Twitch, please put your comments in the chats. We're talking all about lies today. Lies we tell ourselves, lies we tell others. We want to really unpack this so we can learn and grow together, so we can leave this brief hour that we get to spend every Saturday together a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. I say it all the time on the other shows that I get to co-host. So it's very important that we use Catholic radio to deepen our faith life. Okay, so the number to dial as you hear Adam and I talk about lies in the world, lies we tell ourselves, I'd start calling in and share maybe a story or a comment or a question about the lies that you have encountered, whether somebody told you a lie and it really, really hurt you, it really wounded you, or a lie that you told somebody else or that you were a part of, and it caused this destructive ripple effect, and it really bothered you, it really hurt your conscience, and you took it to confession, but you still don't feel good about it. So if you have something to say about this topic, start calling in right now at 877-757-9424. The number again, 877-757-9424. And Adam, before we begin talking about lies all around us, and we know who the father of lies is, and we know that from John 8:44, and we have to really be aware of this, because Satan gets in there and he can twist and turn and make you rationalize and justify why you are lying, and it is destructive. So we'll get into that in a moment, Adam, but a couple things. First, a welcome back from the 25th anniversary of Guadalupe Radio Network, and we've got to celebrate together the 25 great years that GRN has been going strong in Plano, Texas. It was so much fun, Adam, to be together. Jerry Usher was there, so many other great speakers, and 2,000 of our closest friends. I love that. So, well, I'm glad you're back home in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm back in Arizona, so that's good. And that was just an amazing celebration. Folks, you can catch all of the pictures that the Guadalupe Radio Network staff and volunteers are posting all over Facebook. And by the way, like us on Facebook at the Spirit World Podcast. Would you do that for us? And then, Adam, we have a class that's coming up right after Labor Day. Would you like to tell our wonderful Spirit World followers all about that?
Yeah, so we thought we'd do a class, online class, as part of the GRN Academy that's being started on angels and demons, where we could get into kind of a deeper background, all the kind of theology, the development of thought on angels and demons, getting into the fathers of the church, the saints, what the church has boiled things down to over time, tap into some of, you know, the experience in the exorcism world, your many, many years of studying angels and hearing the common questions that are on people's minds. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, and it's always good to see what people are specifically interested in and what their questions are about, because that really, it leads to further and further discussion. It's good.
I totally agree. And there are other classes that are just amazing as well being offered for this semester. Starts right after Labor Day. And but we're doing Angels and Demons. It's starting to fill up. It's very cost friendly. So please check it out at our academy. This is the GRN Academy, grnonline.com/academy. Sign up, you guys. We want to see you. We are going to take there's a limited class size we're doing for all the classes. So please sign up. Don't hesitate. It'll be fantastic. And we love to be with all of the Spirit World listeners and followers. And Adam, let's face it. The Coldplay video is circulating everywhere. And now people are talking about adultery, and they're talking about betrayal, and they're talking about lies, and how it has ruined people's lives and marriages. And so what a timely topic we are talking about here about lies. And so, Adam, where do you want to begin? How do you want to unpack this?
Well, I want to begin where we always begin when we try to really deep dive, and that is with Scripture, and then touch on the Catechism. Lying is a really deep topic. It really is philosophically a deep topic. And from a biblical perspective, it's really important. Okay, so in Proverbs 6, we learn that seven things are what's called an abomination to God. An abomination is a particularly vile sin. So it's absolutely a sin, but it's a sin plus being really vile, extremely wicked from God's perspective. There's seven things that are an abomination to God: haughty eyes, which is arrogance, a lying tongue, lying, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plots wicked schemes, feet that are quick to run to evil, the false witness who utters lies, and the one who sows discord among kindred. Three of those really point to lying. Two clearly, directly point to lying. The third one alludes to lying. So out of seven, you have three that are directed towards lying in the list of things that are an abomination to God. That should make us pause and think, okay, let's take this seriously. Proverbs 12:22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who are truthful, his delight. Final one, Exodus 20:16. This is part of the Ten Commandments. You shall not bear false witness, which is to lie, against your neighbor. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the Old Testament stuff?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You're bringing this up and you're starting with Proverbs. So many people will say, that's the Old Testament. Okay, you know, that's archaic. You know, let's get in with the, you know, current times and the current culture, you know, and that's a real problem when we start to do that. We're twisting and turning, you know, Scripture and God's Word, and it's very clear here. And so we're basically saying, well, God, you feel this way about it, but we think it's more important how we live our lives. So what do you say to that for people who really have a problem with the Old Testament?
Yeah, so there's a few things. One, clearly, the Ten Commandments is pointed back to directly. So, but very specifically, you know, to lying, we can look at what Jesus said, right?
New Testament.
Twice he addressed this directly. We have the actual words of Jesus. So in Matthew 15:19-20, from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, unchastity, theft, false witness, and blasphemy. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. So here he's pointing to how important the heart is, where from which, you know, behaviors, thoughts, feelings come. And one of those that he lists is false witness, which is lying. John 8:43-45, here's Jesus speaking again. Why do you not understand what I am saying? Because you cannot bear to hear my word. You belong to your father, the devil, and you willingly carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks in character, because he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that kind of, I think, addresses the whole, let's dismiss the Old Testament, right? That it doesn't count and we want to live in the New Testament. So clearly, Jesus feels extremely strongly and equates lying with Satan and points back to these things. So I think taking, you know, this sense of an abomination, Jesus kind of underlines that by saying, this is the activity that directly links you with Satan. Mm-hmm. So that kind of, just like the Old Testament underlined this by saying it's an abomination, Jesus underlines it by saying, your father is the devil when you lie. Mm-hmm. That's really heavy. So sins are violations of moral or religious law, basically. Abominations are sins that are extremely wicked or vile to God. So, wow. Do you want to help us with what the church says in the catechism, how the church kind of sums this up, Deb?
Well, it just reinforces what you were sharing from the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it's talking about, let me just paraphrase a bit, it's talking about in our speech and how we communicate with others. When we go out there in a false way, we are leading our neighbor into error. When we do that, we're all suffering. We're all sinning. It's a real problem. It breaks relationships. It breaks our relationship with God. It breaks and destroys the body of Christ. It is very, very important that we don't lead others astray. When we do that, we're responsible. You know, people may say, well, I just gave them a little bit of advice. You know, they did their own thing. They have free will. They can choose. That's not true. You're part of that. If you encourage someone or support someone, you know, you in essence are somewhat playing a mini God. And that is really a dangerous position to be in. What do you say to that? That's basically, I'm paraphrasing the catechism.
Well, you touched on something there that kind of is where we land. And we land here with so many topics, Deb, is Genesis. Genesis, it ends up, is kind of an encapsulation of the entire story, the entire situation. You said we become a little God. We define what's good and evil, mm-hmm. right? So philosophically, and this will probably take us up to the break, and hopefully I'll get through it, but philosophically, if we take all this together, the church, the New Testament, the Old Testament, we see at least two things. There's more you could unpack, but at least two things. The Christian worldview is built upon the acceptance of objective truth, to which we are all accountable. Objective truth are facts of the universe that we're all beholden to. Drop rocks fall down, they don't fall up. Not willfully violating the Ten Commandments is the minimum standard to please God. Jesus is God, and we need the benefit of his passion, death, and resurrection to atone for our sins, etc. The Christian worldview says there are objective facts, there are objective rules to the universe physically and spiritually. We accept that. Number two, if we rationalize our sins and our bad behavior, then we're rejecting the Christian worldview. We're making ourselves out to be God and defining what's good and evil mm-hmm. in our own little imaginary world.
That's right.
We can't make that rock fall upward. We could convince ourselves that it doesn't always fall down, maybe, and ignore the fact of the matter that it never flies up. We can play games. We can convince ourselves that our sins are justified by our circumstances, that our sins are not sins if we look at them properly, or maybe God's objective standards are wrong. They're not sins at all. Or maybe they just don't apply to us. We can play games with all these things. But when we do that, we're lying to ourselves or we're lying to other people. And that's what leads to this rift that we saw in Genesis, the separation of mankind from God, mm-hmm. brought about by the lie that you can be like God.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's discuss this some more after the break, Adam. I know we're going to get into postmodernism and moral relativism when we come back. More of that, but we're talking about lies that we tell ourselves, that we believe, lies that we spread to others, what this does as a spiritual decay, how it destroys families, it destroys relationships, it destroys our souls. So let's talk about it on the other side of the break, but we'd like you to join us at 877-757-9424. That's 877-757-9424. Please join us. We're a very friendly bunch here, so we'd love for you, first-time callers, we're asking you to jump in on this live call-in show for this wonderful Saturday on the Spirit World. We'll be right back.
The Spirit World continues with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly. If you have a question for the show, call 877-757-9424 or email tsw@grnonline.com.
You know, Adam, it's so interesting. Through the break, I was listening to the wonderful spots about the feast day today, Saints Anne and Saint Joachim, or Joachim, depending on how you pronounce it, Hebrew version, English version. But I just love this feast day. My middle name is Anne, so I love Saint Anne. Love the story. Just it's amazing. And it's so interesting how in the lives of the saints, we can definitely look how they clearly spoke the truth, and they stayed in the truth, and they were very gentle about the truth, but they were definite about the truth. And that's how they attained sainthood, right? And they lived in truth. And so important. That's the first thing. The other thing I want to share, Adam, we've got a lot of comments coming in on Facebook and YouTube. We'll address that. We've got some comments coming in about transgenderism. We've got some comments coming in about how parents may tell kids a bit of a lie because they want to have their children feel proud of them. And it's interesting how people will do certain things and what the intention is. But I know, Adam, we want to get into moral relativism and postmodernism, which is what we're facing today. And it's interesting that we are discussing this now. So we're trying to unpack this layer by layer. It's a very deep subject, but let's face it, folks, there's lies all around us. Just turn on the TV set and you'll find a lie, just even in commercials. But we are conditioned, we are trained to believe those lies. And it's making people really go in a path that is definitely offensive to God. Adam.
Yeah, so kind of in a sense, philosophically, the central lie of the age, and I'm not saying everybody is living in this reality, but you know, what we're seeing in the last few decades, even a little bit more, I think, is postmodernism and moral relativism really taking hold. And what is that? It's basically the philosophy that there is no objective truth, that I have my own truth based on my experience, and that's equally valid to somebody else's own truth based on their perspective, their imagination, their experience, that everyone creates their own world from their imagination. Of course, this is usually in favor of their own behaviors and built around kind of justifying and allowing whatever they feel like doing. Because that's attractive. That's human nature. Of course we want to, you know, do whatever we feel like doing and feel good about it. We become godlike in that situation, we kind of living in our own reality, and we judge ourselves, and thereby we can justify all forms of cruelty, exploitation, sin. You know, if there's no objective truth, there is no lying, whether I'm to myself or to others. Now, I can tell you, having, you know, spent years working in prisons in psychological services, I have a master's in adult clinical psych, I've worked with guys who have done horrible things, have taken this to the extreme, you know, where it's not just white lies or maybe, you know, fairly serious lies, but, you know, justifying behavior that's absolutely criminal, that lands them in prison and leaves people hurt with PTSD for the rest of their lives, etc. And I've seen how the human mind will justify and kind of build a world where the worst behavior is actually acceptable and quote-unquote good from their perspective.
But Adam, do they ever come to the understanding that they were living in a lie? Did you ever see that in the prison system?
Yeah, that's kind of the first step of making any therapeutic progress if you're dealing with the tendency towards a crime, you know, with somebody. Until they can realize that it was bad, they knew it was bad, and they chose to do it that way, that's kind of the first real big step in ever being able to really change and stop doing those bad behaviors. So, yeah, the lying to yourself is part of it. My final point, Deb, would be we have a conscience. Deep down, we know when things are wrong. And we have to squelch that. We have to cover it up. We have to ignore it. We have to do something to distract ourselves from that. Because, you know, again, working with guys who had done very serious criminal sins that hurt other people, they always, part of them knew it was wrong, but they avoided that part. when you're lying to yourself, the conscience that God gave you is still active. You still have a nagging thing in your conscience,
right,
that this is a sin, it isn't right, something feels off about this, I kind of feel bad about this. But then we have to pile on with our mental gymnastics to make it okay.
I'm always concerned in the prison system, is there rehabilitation programs and counseling and therapy to get people to realize, or is it just a holding place where they're putting people in cells and just letting them do their time? I'm always concerned about that.
Well, the pendulum swings back and forth between rehabilitation and punishment over the years.
Okay.
And it slowly goes to one extreme and maybe swings to the other extreme over time. Mm-hmm. There's lots of treatment in the state system and the federal system, tons of it. Tons of staff that are therapists and drug and alcohol counselors and, counselors on the block, all that kind of stuff. At the county prison level, not so much, just because they don't have the resources.
Okay, but are they forced to go through these programs, or is it?
They have a choice.
They do.
They have a choice, but if they don't, they're not going to get parole.
And
so there's a strong motivation to do it.
To go through these. Okay. Mm-hmm. A couple things. We're going to get to the phones. We do have a couple ready to go on air with us. And a first-time caller actually coming in from Cincinnati, Ohio. If you'd like to join this fine group that is waiting to be on air with us at the Spirit World, just dial this number, 877-757-9424. We're talking about lies we tell ourselves, lies we put out there into the world, how destructive it is. But let's go to YouTube, and please, Adam, wave to YouTube and Facebook. Timoteo has a comment here, and it's what I shared at the beginning of this segment. Timoteo said, "My father told me a lie, and yet I understood the reason why he did so. He was trying to get me to be proud of him." So it's exactly what we were saying, that sometimes we want the love and acceptance of our family members so much that we are willing to go out there and paint a false picture of something. And because we want that, and that's truly the intention, is we want that love and acceptance. And I think a lot of people go into a bit of lies in small ways and in big ways because they do, or they're actually searching for love. What do you say to that?
Yeah, sure. We want to create, a positive version of ourselves in people's minds, in their lives. We want people to like us and think that we're good and treat us like we're good and valuable and heroic people. That's natural enough. But I don't know. I would share this, Deb, and tell me what your life experience is on this. Somebody saying, like I think of my dad. He had a rough time. He was a mess when I was born and in my early childhood. And for him to be able to say, which he did later, I was a mess when I was young. Mm-hmm. I was a bad, I did a lot of bad things. But he told me that having a child was the greatest thing that happened to him because it forced him to grow up and see the fact that he was doing all these things that weren't so great. Mm-hmm. And him sharing the fact that he was trying, and as soon as he had a child, it made him try harder. And he ended up in a good place before he died. To me, that's even better than lying and saying, right, I did all this heroic stuff earlier. Because we all know that we all fall. We're all a mess at some season of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so to me, that was more valuable than a lie would have been. And I feel prouder of him for struggling through that and getting to a better place than I would have with the illusion that he was always great. Right. It's just a thought. I'm not picking on Timoteo's dad at all.
No,
I'm just sharing that sometimes, in fact, I would argue that almost always the truth is as valuable as a candy-coated version.
Well, it's interesting because I've been by the bedside of many people who have passed in the work that I've done, previous work I did in ministry. And it's very interesting how many people before they die, they basically let their family members know everything I said before was a complete lie. Here's the truth. And then they pass. It's kind of interesting. You find that a lot, that people are ready to just come clean and be, real with people and tell the truth. Okay. Facebook comment from Laura, real quickly. What about transgender? I have a son who identifies as transgender, and my Catholic My Catholic relatives thinks it's proper to affirm this lie in opposition to the Catholic faith. They believe it is virtuous to support this lie, to affirm his feelings, and to make him feel good. What is the consequence of supporting this? So Laura has a situation right in her own family, and the Catholic relatives are saying, just love them. And you know, the one thing I will say, I know you're going to share some resources, Adam, but one thing I will say in this is there are many layers to this situation. And people who are going through it or struggling with it, they are wounded. They have some really deep-seated issues from their childhood or something they experienced or they went through, and it really has gotten them a bit twisted up in many ways in the way they think about themselves and the way they view the world. So I do believe we need to be very compassionate and kind for somebody going through this. However, having said that, I mean, we know that when we're going against what God has designed in God's way, it's a very definite problem area. So what do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Deb. There's no simple answer to this, and I think it'd be irresponsible to kind of wave my hand and say, oh, it's just this and you need to deal with it, because life is more complicated than that. Yes, there is objective moral truth to things, and yes, God is real, absolutely. But God loves us through the various seasons of our lives, including the seasons where we were confused or messed up, or, you know, I'm not saying that about transgenderism specifically or this person. We've all gone through times where we were living in a state that wasn't pleasing to God, but God never gives up on us. That would be the place that I would start. We would never dismiss somebody and say, you know, oh, you're lost, I'm never going to speak to you again because I don't like how you're living. God loves us through all those seasons of our life. That would be the primary thing that I would encourage. And you do need to know, you know, the church's teaching on this. We'll post a document from the USCCB that summarizes the church's teaching on, you know, gender issues and gender identity issues and all of that. It's important to know those things. But you don't want to split up families and come down so harsh that you just break relationships. Right. So I'm not saying you should encourage it or say it's great and acceptable, but shattering the relationship by, you know, dismissing the person from your life closes the door to opportunities to talk when it's the right time.
Well, wouldn't you agree? You can be compassionate. You can be understanding of this person's journey and the wounds that they are suffering and the way they are viewing life and themselves. It doesn't mean you have to affirm it. You can stop right there and stay in truth, but also understand this person's going through a really difficult struggle and path in life. I mean, there's ways to do that. People don't seem to understand that. They either go all the way in, or they pull back all the way and say, okay, I'm cutting the relationship off. There's a way to do both, to right. show that sympathy and compassion, because this person is dealing with a lot. There's no doubt about it. Because think about it, folks. They're seeing life in a whole skewed way. They're seeing their bodies in a whole skewed way, their whole identity. And so something is not particularly accurate and right. You don't have to affirm, but you can also try to encourage them to live in truth. So there's ways to do it, Adam, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. It's hard, but we need to navigate it and be compassionate towards each other and try to navigate it together.
Absolutely. Okay, so when we come back, Tom, first-time caller, Adam will be after that, and then we've got room for you at 877-757-9424. We're talking all about lies today, lies we tell ourselves, lies we tell the world, and how destructive that is. So please call us if you have a story or a comment or a question. We're here for you, and we do expect you to call in. We'll be right back.
The Spirit World continues with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly. If you have a question for the show, call 877-757-9424 or email tsw@grnonline.com.
Oh, I think we just lost our first-time caller from Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, he's calling back in. So good. We will. We're going to get you back on the air because I think it's only fair that you were waiting most of the show. So we'll get to you, Tom, in just a moment. Let me just share with our listeners: the phone lines are open. There is a spot for you if you'd like to call in talking about lies, especially lies we tell ourselves. I mean, I think that is so dangerous when we try to rationalize a situation that we're in, and we're like, well, you know, I was hurt when I was a kid, or, you know, I feel like I was discriminated against, or I was this, or I was that. And there's so many ways we can do it, guys. I know. I have lived it. I have seen it in my own life. There's so many ways you can take that position and lie to yourself and think you're justified. And so we're talking about that today. It's not real. It offends God, and it puts you in a spiritual danger potentially. And so that's why Adam and I are discussing it. And the number to dial is 877-757-9424. Okay, on Sirius XM 130, we do have Tom back. He's our first-time caller from Cincinnati, Ohio. And Tom, you're on the air. Welcome to the Spirit World.
Well, first of all, thank you for this topic. I absolutely love it. It is near and dear to my heart. I am a happy, happy Catholic father of five, grandfather of six. And what I have learned through the course of my deep dive into my faith and raising children and just being a part of the world is that the most important book in the Bible is Genesis. We live in a culture with a crisis of identity. People, especially young people, do not know who they are. They don't know who they were meant to be, what purpose they were created for, and where their eternal destiny is. And when you read Genesis, all those answers are there. That objective truth, talking about objective reality, we are not God. God is God. And he gets to decide objectively what is right and what is wrong. That's the fruit of the tree that we are not allowed to eat. And we live in a world that wants to flip that reality on its head and say we are all our own gods and we can all create objective reality for ourselves. And it leads to exactly what we're experiencing as a culture: rampant unhappiness, anxiety, depression, right? People, so many people are on that wrong path. And so the church has the answers. And as the church, we must share the truth of the reality of who we are. What is our identity? Mm-hmm. And so to just wrap it up, that topic of, you know, folks who are confused and believe that they're trans or believe that they're homosexual or whatever the issue is, because we all fall short, it is never, ever kind. It is never, ever merciful to deny the truth of who we are from people. And you can speak it in love, but we must, as a church, share that truth.
Mm. Well, Tom, I'm going to let Adam have the final comments on this. Thank you for being a first-time caller. We really appreciate it. We hope it's not just a one and done. We hope you call us again. We try to be here live every Saturday, so we would appreciate that, Tom, for another call in the future. But just one thing I just wanted to share real quickly about this whole idea of people rejecting God and the way God set it up and God's way. It always concerns me, Tom, and I'd love to hear your response real quickly. And Adams, we're not going to take a third break, so we're going to try to get to all the calls, okay? Because Tim is right on top of things, and we want to make sure we stay with the show in times to get everybody in. Okay, but Adam, it always concerns me when somebody rejects their Christian foundation, how they were catechized as a child, when they reject their Christianity, and they say, I'm spiritual, or I'm not even sure that I believe in God. It always concerns me because, just like what Tom was saying, once you remove God, then you can believe your own truth. Everything becomes a truth depending on how you feel. If you feel good about it, it's a truth. If you don't feel good about it, you reject it. So much so, that's how come people are rejecting families. That's how come kids, adult children, are saying, I don't want my parents in my life anymore. Why? They don't make me feel good. Okay? It's the strangest thing. So it always concerns me when somebody says, I'm rejecting God. Would you agree with, and I'd love to hear Tom's response, but give us your response on this, because I think it's important when we talk about this, especially with our adult children.
Well, for me, Deb, yeah, like if we try to break up our lives into just what feels good, you end up with very little left outside of yourself. But you don't notice the consequences usually until much later. Sin and lies tends to play out over time, a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And we don't gain the wisdom of realizing why these rules are there often until a little bit later in life, and we see things play out a few times. And then we see why these truths are there, why God gave us this guidance. It wasn't to make our lives miserable and not have any fun. The commandments are there to guide us through life to avoid problems.
To avoid problems, right.
But we don't really realize that till we've had enough life experience to say, oh, that's why he says I shouldn't cheat on people, you know,
right.
Or
right.
I shouldn't lie to people, because the fruits of it aren't good.
Right.
And the
right.
fruits of leading an ordered life in an ordered family in an ordered community is everything flourishes.
Yeah. Yeah. And also what Tom was saying, too, we've lost our way. We don't know who we are and whose we are. And when we move off that path, it becomes we're now part of the world. And who is the father of all lies? That's Satan, right? So now we're believing all these lies. Tom, final comments.
Yeah, to follow up on what Adam said, cancer doesn't kill immediately, right? It's usually a process. Frequently we'll have cancer and not even know it. But the question is, how much cancer is healthy? So when we go on that wrong path, we end up in a really bad place. And at some point, someone in our life has to love us enough to tell us the truth that we can get off that path if we're not capable on our own of recognizing the reality of the road we're on. And to one final point, to talk about parents. The commandment is the commandment for a reason. We must honor our parents. When you raise your children right in the faith, they're going to understand, I may not always even love my mom and dad. I may not always agree with them. They may not always make me feel warm and fuzzy. But I know I have to honor them. And honor means never severing the relationship. Again, the Catholic Church has the truth that the world needs, and we have to speak it in love.
Beautifully said, Tom. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your weekend. We're going to get to Adam. We're going to have to go super fast. Adam is in Brooklyn, New York on YouTube. Adam Bly, please wave to Adam. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam and Debbie. Longtime fan, longtime listener. You know, Adam, I just, as always, I always want to thank you so much. I've always looked up to you. I follow you. You know, I'm going to try to keep this short. Really and truly, you know, once upon a time, I converted to Catholicism, you know, and growing up, life happens. You know, the biggest lie we can tell ourselves is not searching and knowing truth. And what changed my life, what really brought me back to being Catholic, I thought I was Catholic. I didn't always go to Mass, you know. What really put the fire under my feet was learning about spiritual warfare. You know, I felt really cheated. That really completed me. You know, listening to stories like Zachary King, listening to you, Adam, Father Chad Ripperker, different. When I learned about spiritual warfare and how the enemy works, knowing your enemy, it was like just a light bulb checked. You either fall forward on the truth or you fall on your behind on a lie. And I just really wanted to emphasize how much it means that you guys offer good catechesis on spiritual warfare. I wish you guys would talk about it even more, because at least for me, from my perspective, that's what changed me in my life. You know, growing up, there wasn't good catechesis or any catechesis at all on spiritual warfare, and that's what was lacking in my life. And when I figured that out, oh my gosh, I've been such a fan of yours. I've read every book, and thank you so much for the show and letting me call in. And I just really wanted to present that to you guys, and you too, Debbie. I've listened to you on Take Two before, and
thank you.
What a great partnership.
Thank you so much, Adam. Well, I'll let Adam respond to you because that was just kind words. Wonderful. Wanted to share with you that in September, Adam and I are starting Unfiltered, which is exactly what you're talking about, Adam, from Brooklyn, New York. We are going to go online and go deeper into these topics that we can't cover in 1 hour. We can't cover on the radio. So Unfiltered will be starting sometime in September, and it'll go from September to the end of the year, and then it'll start up again for the following year. But you're welcome to always visit. The details will be coming out shortly on standtalltoday.com. But I want Adam to comment on Adam from Brooklyn, New York's beautiful comments.
Oh, just that, yeah, thank you, but all of it is God. I'm not worthy to be doing the things Jesus has called me to do. I don't think any of us are. You know, and I know everybody else feels that way that works in the exorcism world. I don't have any delusions of holiness. I certainly have never made a claim to that. And anything I've understood is only by the grace of God and the experience he's given me. So really look to him. You know, anything we reflect out to the world, you know, from that world of spiritual warfare, it's just us watching Jesus help people in the end. So really look to him. And yeah, hopefully us humans will be forgotten.
And Adam from New York, this is the reason why we started this show, for solid catechesis. Yeah. So you recognize it, and we so appreciate that.
Yeah, Adam, I just wanted to say thank you so much for that. And I just wanted you to know you have so much experience and background and context. And again, just you're so, you know, just gifted in that area, as well as you, Debbie, mm-hmm. with the angels and whatnot. And just your last request, if you guys would put it in the prayer book for mm-hmm. my ex, Ayana, her conversion.
Ayana, got it. Ayana, got it. I got you right in the prayer book, Adam. We got you covered in prayer. Thank you so much, and we appreciate the call. Yes, call us again, definitely. We are getting messages. It is so the Unfiltered will come out in September. It's at standtalltoday.com. And guys, you are so hilarious this Saturday. You're asking us to stay an extra hour for the spirit world. We cannot. There are shows after us all across the world, actually, because we're being heard on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And those hosts work really hard to get their shows on the air. So we only have this very brief hour. So we'll go fast and we'll get to the rest of the calls. Brian is up next, another first-time caller from Steubenville, Ohio, on the YouTube, on Guadalupe Radio Network YouTube. We're waving to you. Hi, Brian. Welcome.
Hello. just a short question. What are the best ways to recognize that you're lying to yourself?
A good examination of conscience, Brian. So you can find online, if you find a good thorough examination of conscience on a website, make sure it's, you know, a solid Catholic document. There's also booklets and books that have been around. I have found that to be really helpful. I mean, it holds a mirror up to yourself, and you know, it can be challenging, but really, it helps you get that objective perspective on yourself. You've got to step outside of yourself and look at yourself from the outside, and examination of conscience will do that for you. What do you think, Deb?
Exactly. That, well yeah. said. Brian, okay. Does that sound good to start with?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Call us again, Brian. Thank you so very much. We had Michael, who was a first-time caller from Santa Clarita, California, and he wanted just to say that our explanation about living in the truth and just being compassionate and walking with people who are really suffering, but also, you know, maintaining that truth, God's way, really resonated with him. So, Michael, I hope I got your comment correct. Sorry you couldn't hang on the line, but maybe you could call us again. We'd love for you to join the Spirit World family. We're going to get to another first-time caller. This is amazing. Jonathan, first-time caller from San Diego, California, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome.
Hi. No, I just wanted to comment, especially when you guys are talking about lies. You know, when I notice a lot of people, especially when they get older and they talk about how they don't believe in God or, you know, they're disconnected from God, a lot of it has to do with, you know, they have problems with their parents. You know, their parents did this to them, or some family member did, you know, such and such to them. And I started to realize that, you know, especially as our kids are young, and they're, you know, toddlers, or their first understanding of God is going to be through the parents. Mm-hmm. So who, what kind of God are our children going to know of? Is it going to be a lying, an honest God or a liar? Or is it going to be a loving God? Is it going to be a, you know, someone who's cold? Because God works through us. God, mm-hmm. you know, wants to live through us and operate through us. And, you know, to our children, we are a representative of God. Mm-hmm. And so it's important mm-hmm. that how we act and how we treat our children is, you know, in the same way God would treat us.
Right. So Jonathan, you nailed it. Okay, that's why in the catechism it talks about parents being the primary catechists. Okay, they are these children have been entrusted to them, and they are meant to live out the faith joyfully and to teach that faith to their children. And when they don't do it, or they refuse to do it, or they think that somebody's going to take care of their children, dropping them off an hour a week at religious education, well, this is the problem we have. Lame catechesis is out there. People are not well formed in the faith, and then they go into the world. And so now they are influenced by the world, Jonathan. So you're spot on. But here's something that parents can do. And it's something that Adam said earlier about his own father. And it's very important. If you're a parent and you have really messed up catechizing your children, sit them down and say, I messed up. I did not do my duty and my role and my responsibility as a parent and primary catechist. I am sorry. I want you to start now because I don't want this for you in your future. Say you're sorry and make amends and then go forward with a plan for that child or young child or adult an adult child to have solid catechesis in a Catholic church that they can get. I mean, OCIA is fantastic. Everybody can go through that. Just sign up for these classes and listen to Catholic radio to be formed in the faith. Jonathan, you got my blood pressure going, and I'm fired up now because you're talking my talk here. What do you say, Adam?
Well, I would just, you know, take that to the next level, Jonathan, and that is, it's not only lies that we tell in terms of words to our children and the things we teach them, it's how we live in front of them. So one of the dismissals from Mass is essentially go and preach the gospel by the example of your life, not go and preach the gospel by telling people, you know, and literally preaching, mm-hmm. but by your life, that is attractive and it preaches the gospel. And more so with parents and their children, you know, you all know I work in a tribunal and I study failed marriages as a profession a number of days a week. And I see what I knew from psychology years ago, and that is children will recreate their parents' marriage in their own marriage later in life. Whether they intend to or not, it'll happen unconsciously. Now, it's not guaranteed, but it's a trend, and it generally you will come close mm-hmm. to or exactly reproduce it. So if you're living out a dysfunctional, unchristian marriage in front of your kids, mm-hmm. that is a form of a lie where you never say it, but your actions are stronger than the words, and it will deeply impact their life.
Absolutely. So parents need to walk the walk and talk the talk. And if you've messed up, say you're sorry and start today. There's always today. Jonathan, amazing call. Thank you for being a first-time caller. Call us again. We do need to say hello to Lou from Queens, New York on Sirius XM 130. Lou, you literally have 1 minute, but I couldn't let you be the only one on the line. So welcome, Lou.
Hi, thank you. God bless you folks. You're doing such a great job. Very complicated issue, but basically it behooves us as individuals to take the responsibility upon ourselves to learn the faith, not to rely on anybody to teach us. You know, I'm talking about as adults. I'm not talking mm-hmm. about young people. Right. I'm talking about, you know, people of maturity. Pick up the Bible, read the Bible, get the catechism, you know, read the catechism, learn it, breathe it, you know, the way, the truth, the life, basically it. I mean, I could go on and really expand, but we don't have time. But anyway, great job, guys.
Thank you, Lou. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Adam, your final words on this whole entire topic. It was a huge topic. Let's revisit it again. I know we're going to be talking about confessions next week and St. Alphonsus Liguori. There's some interesting memes that are floating around social media. We'll be talking about that. But Adam, your final words to wrap up this episode of The Spirit World.
Just take lying seriously. When we lie to ourselves, we lead ourselves away from God. When we lie to others, we're doing the work of the enemy. We're leading them away from God, especially if it's matters of faith and religion. If we've done that harm, apologize. Do something to correct it. Make amends. Repent. Lying is important. And be careful of little lies, because as Scripture tells us, when we fail in little things, it often leads to failing in larger things.
Mm-hmm. So take it seriously is what you're telling us. Yeah. Okay, that'll do it. We have many thank yous. I want to thank Guadalupe Radio Network for producing this show. It's heard on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Thanks, you guys, for sending it out to the entire world. We do believe this is a solid catechesis on these topics, so thank you so very much. We want to thank our senior producer, Tim Mott, for keeping us right on track, and we'll finish this episode on time. We want to thank our wonderful call screeners today, were Carol and Lori. Rachel was on social media. So again, Adam, please wave to all the chats going on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, Rumble, TikTok, and Twitch. You can continue the conversations, and Tim Mott will definitely maybe add some more comments on Facebook. You can like us at Facebook. At the Spirit World Podcast. Don't forget that. And if you have a question for a future mailbag edition, just email us. We read everything. tsw@grnonline.com. Don't forget to sign up for the Academy if you want to do an Angels and Demons course with us starting right after Labor Day. That is at grnonline.com/academy. And don't forget, Unfiltered will be coming out as well on standtalltoday.com. Whew, I got all the housekeeping done. We're good. And so I think that's going to do it. Thanks again to the Spirit World listeners and followers and everyone that showed up at the 25th anniversary in Plano, Texas. We love you guys so very much. For Adam Bly, I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Until next Saturday, have a beautiful and blessed week. We'll see you real soon.